This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm sat here with Mike Juice of Lower Than Atlantis. It's October the 7th. You're about to play your HMV gig and a Key Club show tonight in Leeds. How are you feeling?
Good. I did two gigs yesterday as well, so it's going to be pretty tiring, I think.
So you've just released your fourth album. How's the reception been so far for you guys?
Really, really, really good. There hasn't been much, not that we've seen anyway, like negativity, but the negativity I have seen has been from Chodes anyways.
You've already received huge praise, obviously, from Roxanne and Kerrang and stuff like that. It's kind of, Roxanne said it was the best album that you could hear this year, which is obviously huge praise. How does it feel to be told that from these magazines who support you from the start?
It's nice, like a nice little pat on the back, but I mean, it feels good. We feel that we've made the best album that we possibly could have done.
This album's kind of a progression in some way, but what kind of sound were you guys aiming for when you started to set up to record the self-titled album?
Well, aiming for anything, man. Like, we never normally are. Just sort of, just whatever comes out. I mean, this time, because we didn't have a label or a manager or anything like that at the time. We had our own recording studio, so we just spent like 15 hours a day in there. And having that time enabled us to do things. Like, we tried things like some electronics and stuff on the album, which takes a while to try and do that stuff tastefully, especially when you sort of sound like us. But yeah, having that time enabled us to do things like that.
Do you think that might change a little bit now that you're kind of signed to Sony and kind of made the step up, or are you hoping to kind of keep that vibe going for the next album?
I don't know, yeah. I think a lot of it will be probably done in our own studio from now on. It's pretty of a decent standard. It's of the kind of standard of studios that we were paying to use before. So a lot of the time when artists are in the studios, there's always people breathing down your neck because it's costing so much to like keep you in there. Like, even just accommodation and food and stuff, let alone the studio hire, the producer, stuff like that. We didn't have any of that. It was just sort of nip home, have a sarnie, and then come back and just work through the night. It was great.
Is there any particular reason you guys decided to release a self-titled album now? I feel like that's kind of a statement from you guys.
Well, if I ever check out an artist that has an extensive sort of back catalogue, I'll always go for the self-titled, because I think, you know, there must be a reason that it's self-titled, you know? So I want this to be that album.
Obviously, your roots from your first couple of releases, Fark You and Breton, were kind of post-hardcore influence and hardcore influence. Where do you kind of see yourself in comparison now?
Don't know. It's just like, not angry anymore. As kind of, as we've grown up, just mellowed out a bit, and the music we focus out, as cliche and cheesy and horrible as that sounds, that just is the way it is. It's the reason that just saying stuff like that is cliche, because it's true. Yeah.
You released your single for this album, lead single, Here We Go. Is there any particular reason you decided to release Here We Go first?
That song originally was a B-side, and it wasn't written. Just had like the chorus, chord progression, and like the riff. And what else? That was it, really. And then went in to write it and finished it wrote it in a day, and thought it was pretty decent. So we sent it around to like people that work with us. They were like, "This has to be a single." So the next day, recorded it, and then sent it off on the third day. That was it. Just became a single.
You will soon be supporting A Day to Remember on a British stint here in November. How are you feeling about that in general?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good laugh. It's sort of, I don't know what A Day to Remember fans are like, yeah. I don't listen to new music, not a lot of music. I don't really listen to heavy music that heavy, so I don't really know what it's going to be like. Are they going to be expecting breakdowns or something? I don't know. We thrive in like an environment where we can win people over, you know.
At Leeds Festival, I chatted to other British bands that's sort of the same calibre as you guys, like Don Broco, Manu Knox, Unit 6. How does it feel to be part of that like group of up-and-coming bands?
We are and we aren't. I think we share like a few of the same fans, and we are friends with those guys, but we don't fit in with that group, do we? I don't know. You don't know when you're in the bubble.
Talked to Don Broco, and they seem to be happy to be in the same sphere as you guys.
As you know, I think they're all cool and stuff, and they're all good friends of ours, but I think we'd like to be considered as part of our own little thing. Yeah, we've always been that way.
I was just going to ask you a couple of funny ones before we go. Yeah. So, out of the whole band, who has the worst tour habits?
The worst tour habits? Ben loses shit every day on tour, and then he'll go, "Where's my charger?" Things like that. Or you borrowed it and give it back. He does that.
Okay, finally, I think this could be quite a good one for you. If you could play with any musician, dead or alive, who would you choose?
I can't even remember if his name's Andy Sturmer or Brian Sturmer. It's Andy Sturmer, I think his name is. He's a singer of this band called Jellyfish. Okay. And, well, they were a band in, like, the 90s. It's like prog rock, kind of pop band. And he now writes all the theme tunes for cartoons. You know when you hear, like, cartoon theme tune and you think, oh, that's, like, a pretty decent song? That's probably him. So I'd like to work with him. That'd be cool. Or Imogen Heap. She's a little weird, I don't know, a bit strange. Might be. Could go one of two ways, you know what I mean?